Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning. We've got a wonderful show for you today.
Wonderful!
Wonderful. Full of wonder.
Hey, that's fun.
Yeah.
I wonder.
You're going to wonder about some of these people we're talking about here today. We've got a golf cart that caught fire.
What are you doing?
Well, they were just charging it.
Really?
All they were doing was charging it.
Oh, that's legal.
That is legal. You're thinking they were doing something wrong.
Right.
They're doing something totally legal. So we'll talk about that. Caught part of a home on fire. We've got St. John's County announcing a new Citizens Academy.
Citizens arrest.
Didn't you graduate from that, little sheriff?
I was in leadership.
Oh, your leadership.
Okay. Leadership St.
John's.
Leadership St. John's.
Boy, that did great.
You class of 2002 or 3 or one of those. I don't know which one.
All to end up as a sidekick.
Yes. Just to work my world into being a better sidekick. No leadership.
Who do you think was the most legendary sidekick of all time? I have to give it to Andy Richter from Conan O'Brien's show.
I'm older, so I got to go with Ed McMahon.
Right, I figured. Johnny Carson.
Let's go with Johnny.
Chris O'Donnell as Robin in Batman. That's where it all started with me. Yeah, that's where it all started. Where it all the root.
was that your wake-up call?
Dave had the Robin poster with the nipples on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Had to have it. Very cool. Scratch and sniff.
That explains a lot.
What do you think, Clay? In your world, who was a great sidekick?
Jamie from Joe Rogan.
Okay, yeah, Jamie. Right, sure. Jamie's a great sidekick.
Aspired to be that.
Well, Robin from Howard Stern's.
Robin from Howard Stern.
Oh, God, she's epic. Yeah. What an epic human being, right? Yeah, she's an inspiration because she had to handle a lot of mess over the years.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine what behind the scenes with her is like.
Yeah.
So that's a great answer.
She's got some great stories.
Yeah.
We've also got a Florida bill that's going to regulate AI in political ads. Could get the governor's signature very soon, which is very interesting because the governor's campaign put out AI ads against Trump when he first announced. It was very interesting. But so they're going to ban that. Maybe. We'll see. Should be coming across the governor's desk. And it's Florida Man Day. And we're going to be talking about the lottery.
Okay.
Then prison.
I was winning this
week. That's a Florida man story. Of course we're talking about prison.
Yeah. I plan on winning this week.
Prison?
No.
Okay. A prison stay? Troy's in the bidding for a prison stay at an auction. All right. And we'll talk about all that and more. As soon as I tell you about our friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln. Oh, very nice. Since 1949, Bozard Ford Lincoln been more than just a dealership. They are a family-owned beacon of trust right here in St. Augustine. Founded on the principles of honesty, integrity, and community service, the Bozard family tradition continues to thrive throughout the generations. That's the truth.
That was nice.
Yeah. State-of-the-art facility featuring 91 climate-controlled service bays.
That's a huge feature.
It is, not only for your car, but for the techs working on your car. They can spend more time devoted to your car instead of having to take a break for shade or for something cool. It's great. People don't realize how far Bozard goes for you and their employees sometimes. Plus, you can enjoy the comforts of their large lounge with Wi-Fi and the unique flavors of Ford's Garage. They're the proud recipient of the prestigious Triple Crown Award and named Florida's Dealer of the Year by DealerRater. Their team dedicated to providing enjoyable and efficient experiences. Visit today. Your family is their family at Bozard Ford Lincoln. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, Chiba Hot Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, BHF Insurance, Elace Med Spa, Griffin Service, Chris Lucero Bail Bonds, and BNS Signs, who we'll talk about in a little while. But first, Troy, Davey, how you guys doing?
Hey, happy Friday.
It's events weekend. Here we go. High voltage weekend.
Couple things going on.
Yeah, couple things.
Couple things happening.
And a lot of friends are involved, so you got to be pony up.
Between the three of us, I think we're going to all the things.
Yeah. we'll cover all of it.
We're splitting up and
ships
we're
passing
everything.
In the night. Yeah, hello, hello, goodbye.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those weekends. Oh, I just saw Dave. Oh, I just saw Pete.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Right.
Or you get there and they go, where's Davey?
Right.
Where's
Pete?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And no one knows what Clay looks like. So.
Clay's always there. Nobody knows.
Clay's at more events than we are.
Yes, he is. Yes,
and
he
people
is.
Don't realize Clay is there. So
that's the smartest move ever. Yeah.
He's getting paid.
Yeah.
Right. He's got it figured out. We're not getting paid to go to these
Hello?
Things.
we're there for friends. And,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I get a freaking haircut. That's it.
Clay, how are you doing back there at the booth, man?
What's up, brother?
Oh, okay.
Cool, man.
Is that AI Clay? No. Didn't even sound like Clay.
Well, I may have leaked my identity in the traffic report today, so we'll see.
Oh, wow. Get ready,
Camera.
Everybody.
Be prepared.
I want something
quick,
on there.
Quick flash.
Some screenshots to everybody. Take
I'm always down for a quick flash.
Clay, no, well, not from Clay
not,
necessarily.
Not from Clay.
But, yeah.
No.
But...
So,
you asked for question of the day.
Yeah,
which
I
you
did.
Already gave a good question of the day.
No, you did. It's already popping. Yeah,
we already
it's
gave
already
a question better. Of the day. Should
You're
we
welcome.
Do, should we hold this one and just
no,
stay with
go
this
no,
question
no,
of the
no,
day?
No, cute. Mine was a false question of the day.
Okay.
Mine
yours
was
faulty.
Yeah, just slide it right there. All right. What scar tells your best story? Like everybody has scars, and there's a story that comes along
Lord.
With those stories. But which one is your best story?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have a best story scar. Mm. I really don't.
Really?
I mean, most of my scars came from construction. One of my scars came from having a motorcycle and hitting my leg on the exhaust pipe.
Ouch.
That was painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I guess it would be the one I've got on my arm right here. I was throwing construction debris into a dumpster after we demoed a house. And there was a nail sticking out of one of them.
Oh.
And I went to throw it in, and the nail caught me, and you could hear it. It felt like it sounded like fabric tearing or something. Just and then you see that, you see like the white meat there,
yeah,
and
just
it all
up.
Just
There's
fills
fatty,
up with blood.
Fatty part.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll never forget seeing that one happen and hearing that. The sound of it was
not good.
Not great. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
What
Here we go.
Oh, boy. Get ready. Brace yourselves. I'm holding on to the table.
This show really brings out honesty. Like, I can't lie on this show. So,
right?
So I was seven or eight. I was eight. We'll go eight. We were up in Canada, and we would always go to this, lake and, or we'd have, a vacation. There was a family with, huge family there. So then all these cabins, whatever. We'd have a talent show. Of course, I had to do Like a Prayer. Madonna, and I stole my mom's nightgown to as a costume to be able to do this. She had no idea I did this.
Uh-oh.
But in the middle of the performance, I tripped over myself, fell into the bonfire that was there.
Oh!
But Hartzell finished that performance with every single gut, grist, and grace that I had. But yeah, absolutely. Then we had to go to the hospital, ruin the vacation.
Oh.
My mother will never let me live it down, but I still have the scars.
But you nailed the performance.
I nailed that performance.
That
it's on video. It's somewhere. Yeah. I've got to find it. It's
wow.
so good. Yeah.
Wow.
Madonna would be proud.
Flinging yourself into a fire.
Perhaps, I mean, hello. My whole life has been
Big
flinging.
Finish.
Yeah.
Big finish.
Big finish. Wow. Pyrotechnics. It was the Michael Jackson I never was, right?
Didn't quite have the same career, but I have
no.
the same scars.
The problem was just why didn't I run into the lake, which was literally yards away? I went back to the cottage to go back into the shower to rinse off my leg. I'm like, why? The water was right there. I'm like, I was afraid of the chemicals, that the gasoline. I was like, get out of here, David. Good Lord.
You're right.
I know.
Right.
I was eight and great.
Give yourself a break. You're right.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
Clay, what about you?
Probably the scar on my eyebrow. It's underneath my eyebrow when I had a concussion after driving a homemade bike we made, me and my best friend growing up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I was like, how fast can I go? And then, you get the wobbles.
Yeah.
Head straight into the curb.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn.
I had a concussion. Wow. Neighbor luckily found me and picked me up and took me to the hospital, so.
Oh, wow. So you were out. You were unconscious.
I would have probably died because I started aspirating on vomit.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
And, of course, my dad's a doctor, so he was not believing me that I couldn't remember who I was.
Oh, jeez. He's a doctor. He should have taken you more serious.
No, he'll be fine.
Throw some dirt on it.
Yeah.
That happened once when I broke my arm with my mom, too. Broke my arm. I was wrestling with my brother, fell backwards, and my arm was straight. And just heard a huge pop. And my mom didn't believe me. For like 2 hours, she wouldn't take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
Until I was like, Mom, it's
swollen,
broken, and swollen. There's a tennis ball inside my arm.
Yeah.
Well, she was not a doctor, though.
When Ty broke his hip at the school, they told us it was his knee or ankle. He had fallen, and it was his knee or ankle. So I'm like focusing on his knee or ankle, you know, when we pick him up and stuff like that. And then he couldn't put it. And Ty's tough. I mean, he's a tough kid. He's broken like 4 bones and just really, really tough. I go to pick him up and I have to carry him because he's 150 pounds at this time. So I'm carrying like a piggyback ride, and I realize it's his hip. And that's when we took him to, but it was like, you know, 4 hours later.
Right. Wow.
When I realize it's not his knee, it's not his ankle, it's his hip. Mm. So, but Ty can't tell us exactly where it hurts.
Right, right.
So.
Wow.
So right, I felt horrible.
Mm.
So.
As you should have.
Yeah, yeah. So not as bad as when I broke his leg. So, different story.
Jeez. Wow. Father of the year. Here it is, right here. Get a picture of that in there. Yeah, it is.
No, he wanted to jump off the bounce house at the celebration when they do the New Year celebration at the beach blast.
Okay. Yeah.
And he really wanted to do this jump into the thing. And then he got to the top and he's like, jump. Yes, jump. Yes. And, I looked down at his mom and she's like, good, push. You know, and I was like,
give him a little, because
I was like asking for permission. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to give him a nudge. Cause he really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Well, he did it and he didn't really launch into the pad. He slipped down. And missed the pad, and he landed. He broke his fibula. I knew what he did immediately, and I ended up having to carry him like a fireman's carry him for like a mile to get him out of there. As fireworks are going off behind him, I was like, Father, you're already lost this year. I started off the year as the worst.
You
father.
Went into the year as a bad dad.
Yeah. But what a strong comeback.
Yeah,
there you go. So, what was your scar story?
My scar story, actually, I think the best, and I got, you know, I've had skin cancer since I was 23, so I look like I got like bullet wounds all over me. Mm. But I'm not going with that one. I'm going with the one where I'm telling on my sister. My sister's like a couple years older than me, and she picked on me pretty ruthlessly up until I was about 10, till I actually punched back.
Yeah,
nice.
I punched her back at like age 10. Only had to punch her once in my entire life, but. At about age 8.
That's what all brothers say. I'm sorry I say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
Only punched her once.
Yeah. I had to. I mean, I was taking beatings on a regular basis, and I finally had to hit her back.
Yeah.
But she threw a knife at me one time.
Yes.
A steak knife. And it stuck in my thigh. So I have a scar on my calf. And it's stuck in my calf, and we're both looking at it going, ah! And she freaks out, too.
Of course.
It's like a Tarantino film.
Now I have a knife hanging out of my leg.
Yeah.
And then we go, okay, we're both going to get in trouble if we
big time.
Right. You know, and this is when you were allowed to stay home by yourself when you were 4.
Right.
So we're planning, and like I ended up yanking it out. She started, and it hurt too bad. I was like, just let me do it. And I yanked it out, and... And then we just put a Band-Aid over it.
So it left the scar. Just put a Band-Aid over it. That is,
I remember those moments where you're mad as hell at a sibling and you're fighting, and then somebody takes it too far, and everybody's like,
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. Did you ever do
now
that?
Now you're on a team of not telling mom.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
You gotta bond together on this slide.
Right. Yeah.
Did you ever do that? I'll let you hit me back.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can hit me back. I'll give you one shot.
Yeah.
Stop crying. Yeah. Mm. Or when you break something in the house and you put it together, you put it back together loosely so that the next person who touches it thinks they broke it.
This is another story about my sister. My mom had just had a hysterectomy. And again, I'm like maybe 9 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom had a hysterectomy, and we're playing and just trying to entertain ourselves. And we decided, okay, we're going to play in the dryer.
Oh, God.
Oh, you were bored. Why didn't we read books? No.
So We got in the dryer and we're like doing the spook thing. And my sister turns on the dryer with me in it.
Oh!
And I panic and I kick the dryer door off.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Well, yeah. Good move.
We didn't have money.
Oh.
We broke the dryer. Oh. My mom can't get out of bed. My dad's at work.
Oh, jeez.
I ended up like my mom hates to read, but she was in bed and she, you know, there was no TV in the bedroom or anything like that. I wrote a note to my mom and put it inside a magazine and handed it to her, and she wouldn't read it. And we're sitting there and we're going,
when's she gonna read it?
And she finally reads it, and like she couldn't, like I said, she couldn't get out of bed. So all she did is made us sit there. She's like, you two have to sit here and watch me sleep.
Until your dad gets home.
And me and my sister are just like, oh.
When dad came up, was it worse?
Oh, it was, it was pretty horrible.
Yeah.
I got the belt. My sister got restrictions.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, the belt.
That's how it worked in my house.
Yeah.
The boy gets the belt, the girl gets off a little easier. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
I think restrictions would have been worse for my sister.
All right. Well, good question.
Yeah, man. Just some childhood trauma there.
Yeah. it's therapy day on 904 now. Yeah.
Yeah, people are letting it go, man.
Good. Good. Can't wait to see your stories. Yeah, this one, scars? I actually can't wait to see the stories.
They're scars,
actually
good. Scars tell a story.
Yeah. All right. Hey, want to give a big birthday shout-out to Josh.
Hey!
Josh out there. Josh is watching. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Josh.
No, he's not in the chip industry anymore. He will always be the chip guy to me. Yeah, like, right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I met Josh's wife over at Anastasia Diner.
Okay.
So
cool.
She introduced herself, so.
Yeah, they're great people.
Awesome.
Josh helps me out with football every now and then, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He helped with cameras. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So happy birthday, Josh.
Oh, there he is.
It's a great day, man. All right, let's see. We go back to Troy for a quick check of the weather.
It's all right.
A quick check of the weather brought to you by Great Expectations Realty and Auction, who can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com, gerealty.us. And, of course, they got the Cabbage, Potato, and Bacon Festival. I always get the order of those mixed
Me
up.
Me too. Yeah. Yeah, it's cabbage. It starts with cabbage.
Okay.
Yep, you're right.
Happening in Hastings this weekend. I got to be there for the lawnmower races.
It's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Blake, can you freeze that screenshot of your father? Thank you.
Huh?
The traffic report, Troy did a funny face.
Oh, okay. We now go to Clay for our traffic report, Clay.
Oh, I mean the weather. Okay. Anyway.
Oh. I mean the weather.
We got a time lapse.
Okay, we got a time lapse.
See if I can see Clay's face.
I know, we're waiting to see Clay.
Yeah, there's a moment where I accidentally walk in front of the camera twice. You'll see where.
I mean, it's not like people can't just go to your Facebook and see your face.
Well.
No, they can't do that.
No need for a zipper merge this morning? You should have just zipper merged anyway this morning.
I know, I should have just, for some redemption, you know? Yeah. But no, I was going over early, so.
Looks pretty smooth, though.
Too bad.
Look at that hotel.
Woo! Oh, yeah, look at beautiful. You go early enough, you know, there's not really any traffic.
Right. Yeah, you were here before me this morning.
Is there a Dunkin' stop?
No Dunkin' stop. There is a stop, though. You'll see.
Uh-oh.
Roller meat.
Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
Roller meat.
Oh, yeah, roller meat. Well, we won't make another
the
Adam
roller
Eve.
Today. Took the old Speedway route.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sometimes that's good, but sometimes you get stuck by the Sebastian traffic.
Yeah, and then I went to Vibe, so I forgot to turn my camera off.
Hey, there was Clay for a second.
Wait, he's got to come back.
He does.
No!
The face shot. Don't freeze that for me, please.
I guess you're really fast, Clay.
I worded that differently, but hey.
It felt like we were all just watching the squiggles on TV for a second. And it was like, whoa, there's a boob!
Yeah, we saw one. Freeze it.
Pause game.
Screenshot. Yep.
So,
not that we're calling you a boob. Clark.
No, not at all.
Thanks.
Very important.
Sometimes.
That fall when he was a kid might still be effective.
Yeah, that's where I now have more sympathy.
Yeah. Explains a lot, right?
It does now. I understand the delay.
Well, thank you for that traffic report, Clay. Brought to us by Elace Med Spa. If you're tired and your skin is craving a revival, look no further than Elace Med Spa. With unmatched expertise and a luxurious ambiance that sets them apart in a league of their own. They provide personalized treatments and rejuvenating hydrofacials to bring back your youthful radiance. You have high standards, and so do they. No one in town comes close. It's beauty on your terms. It's Elace Med Spa. Go to elace.com.
I'm excited to see them at Love Your Mother. They have a designer.
Oh,
see what
do they?
Yeah, see what they're going to do. That's going to be fun. They're new, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, okay. This is their first year doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're one of the 13 different designers. Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Okay. Can't wait to see that. All right, let's see. What do we got to get to today? Okay. St. John's County announcing a new Citizens Academy.
Yes.
They're going to educate the citizens. St. John's County launching a new initiative called SJC 101, a Citizens Academy designed to educate residents about county government. Interested individuals can register at sjcfl.us/sjc101. With the first 20 registrants invited to join a 4-class pilot program starting May 23rd, 2024. Participants in this pilot will have a chance to be part of the inaugural academy in 2025. For further details, you can contact St. John's County Public Affairs Office at 904-209-0559. SJC 101 says they align with the county administration's Charting Performance Initiative, focusing on governance and efficiency. The Office of Public Affairs is spearheading the development, they say, of SJC 101, with plans to expand it into a larger academy in 2025 after the completion of the pilot program. It's a lot of P's in there.
Yeah.
The pilot program comprises 4 classes. May 23rd, St. John's County Public Works Department. I guess this is what they're going to educate you on.
Mm.
May 30th, the St. John's County Emergency Management Department.
Oh, you need that, Troy. That works.
I need emergency management.
Yeah.
You basically lived there for a little while.
I did. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
When those 3 hurricanes came through, I
kind of need that.
I was there for 45 days.
But June 6th, St. John's County Fire Rescue Department. And June 20th, the St. John's County Utility Department.
Oh. Huh.
Sounds riveting. The objectives of SJC 101 include providing participants with a comprehensive understanding of county departments, gathering citizen feedback on county operations, fostering social engagement, and cultivating new leadership for county advisory boards and community roles. That'll be good.
Mayor.
Yeah, well, it's separate.
But at least you get a fuller understanding of how things run.
Stepping
stone.
They can learn how to become a mayor.
Right.
The pilot program limited to the first 20 eligible applicants, with subsequent applicants placed on a waiting list. I'm sure there will be a huge waiting list for this program. Following the pilot, a comprehensive SJC 101 Academy will be offered in 2025. You know, it's probably not a bad thing to get down there and sit down with county officials and learn more about the process. Ask a bunch of questions. Give a bunch of input. If nothing else, ask a bunch of questions and give a bunch of input in these classes.
You get like a certificate of completion or something with this? Or
probably like a participation trophy type of thing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
The receipt that you proved you did the work.
All us Gen Xers love those.
It does collect us.
Yeah. So, yeah, first one, May 23rd.
Wow. So then there's 4 classes. And you're saying there's no chance you're taking this?
No.
Really?
Well, Troy doesn't need to.
Troy's already on the wait list.
We already signed you up, Troy, multiple times. You are the first 20.
You signed up for a lot of things, just to let you know, Troy.
I could teach that class.
I know you could. That's why I'm like, just watch the show. You get a great understanding of how everything's going to run.
Well, if you were teaching that class, Troy, I bet a bunch of people would show up.
I would. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. That'd be hell on earth.
That'd be a fun class.
That'd be hella fun.
If Troy were teaching it.
It'd be sponsored by Bourbon Company. And
oh, yeah. Take a sip. And
you're
going to
need this.
Yeah.
You're going to need this because you're not going to believe it's true. This is how it works in government.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to teach you about paying politicians.
Off. Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I mean, just the retirement plan that we have in our
House of Representatives and Senate. You know, if you're there for 2 years, you get retirement for the rest of your life.
Really?
Get out. Really? House what am I doing?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm almost like, oh, it might be worth it for 2 years.
Right?
For 2 years.
Just kind of chill.
Just go with it.
Don't you get like $275,000 a year for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's a crazy number.
Yeah. I know, right?
Okay, how to do this nice, honest route.
Yeah, right? I just need one term.
Jeez.
One term. Yeah, that should be a totally volunteer thing, serving the public, I think.
Yeah.
It's a service to the public. But, hey, whatever. I'm not in government. All right, this was scary. A golf cart that was charging caused a garage fire.
Wow.
This was in the Silverleaf neighborhood.
Ooh.
According to a social media post, that's what happened. Well, a social media post from the fire department, which I saw last night. Upon arrival, firefighters observed smoke emanating from the garage area of a two-story home. Upon entry, firefighters discovered a fire inside the garage. They swiftly gained control over the situation. Thankfully, no individuals were found inside the home at the time of the incident.
Gee, this is a fear. Yeah.
I know. Well, we had an electric car catch fire not too long ago, probably less than a year ago.
Had a bus catch fire?
Did a bus catch?
Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
Going to Tallahassee, yeah.
Jeez, man.
I thought that was a little fire. I saw the video. I was like, oh, my God.
It was big, right?
It was huge.
Wow. Yeah. The fire gods are upset with us in St. John's County.
Happens in threes, so maybe this is it.
Yeah, right.
Maybe but that's crazy. It. I mean, they were just charging it?
Yeah, apparently they determined the fire originated from a charging golf cart in the garage, with initial reports suggesting it did not spread to the main residence, which is good, but I'm sure you still got to tear out the ceiling, tear out the floors above that garage,
everything
and just make sure
like
there wasn't
smoke.
There wasn't damage. And so that is good that it only kind of got the garage. For now, all we know is that it got the garage. In light of the incident, SJCFR emphasize the importance of adhering to proper safety protocols when charging golf carts or other battery-operated devices, urging residents to consult their manufacturers for specific guidelines.
Where'd they order this cart? What, which? Like, where's this coming from?
Yeah.
You can't overcharge it?
I mean, it could be you don't know. It could be a situation with the electrical system in the garage. Yeah.
So it may not have been the golf cart. It could have been something like that, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. That was the area in which the fire started.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It started from the charging of the...
Yeah,
somehow.
Some of those batteries that are made in countries that aren't monitored as well as ours, they get really hot.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's true. And they get too hot and they just explode.
Yeah.
I literally got pulled off a plane in China because I had checked on my chargeable battery for my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check that. You have to bring that on the plane. You can't check it in my luggage. So they pulled me off the plane with the cops. I felt like I was being arrested.
Whoa.
And like I couldn't speak.
Well, and
scary.
In China, you don't stand out at all.
Well, no. Yeah, they were like giant man. Yeah. And so like they actually.
You know better.
Giant blonde man.
They made me open up my suitcase, which I have nothing to hide. So like I opened it up and so there it was. And they were like, you have to bring this on plane. I'm like, okay, thank you so much. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm leaving. I just want to go to Fiji. Bye.
Oh.
Yeah, that was scary.
That's scary.
International police is scary AF. Like
right.
Major.
Because you don't really know the laws. You don't really have any rights.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think that's one of my biggest fears about is traveling is if I get thrown in prison in a foreign country.
Oh, right.
Especially one like China or Dubai or something like that.
Yeah. Bro, I'm not exaggerating. I've been strip searched in the streets of Mexico because they thought I was carrying. Like, yeah, like, I just look suspicious because I'm so tall. Mm-hmm. So, like, and, like, I'm standing there in my underwear with people passing by. Like, it's 2 a.m. Everyone's leaving the club. I'm like, hey, looking for a good time.
Least,
yeah, but you're just so scared. Yeah.
At least you wear underwear.
I know.
I guess I'm going to have to start wearing underwear in foreign countries.
Well, you've made it this far. I think you'll be all right.
Yeah. Turn and cough.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, as I've been going through TSA lately, and Rebecca can back this up, last three times I walked through the little metal detector, something shows up in my crotch area.
Of course.
And
of course.
They have to do.
Do you mind if we do the pat down?
What if you say, I'm on?
What's my... I guess I'd like to get on this plane, so touch my...
Yeah, please. Yeah, yeah. Touch my junk. It's like a corsage, yeah. Hurry up!
Yeah, yeah.
I told the people this time, it's like, this is the third time. I was like, I got something going on down there. I might have to go to the doctor. Radioactive or something.
Oh, I don't know if I feel bad for you or Rebecca at this point.
I didn't even think of that. Sorry, babe.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay. Gas Wedding and Gas Report? Is that how we transition from this?
Sure.
Drop us in the comments where you're seeing the best prices for gas here in town. It'd help us out a lot. In the St. Augustine area, looks like the Owens is the least expensive gas price this morning at $3.39. The Shell at 146 Kings at $3.42. That's what they're reporting. The Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard also reporting at $3.42. Same with the Sunoco at 450 South Ponce de Leon Boulevard. The Gate on Mizell Road is at $3.49. A1A Discount Beverage, Ashwin on the Island, also at $3.49. The Shell at $23.50. Same price there, and same with the Circle K at $7.15, $2.07. That comes to us from Chris Lucero, Bail Bonds.
That's the good news right there.
Yeah.
and we only got the Wawa today.
Yeah, what happened?
Costco.
Apparently they got fired.
I guess he didn't make it by there.
He was like, I'm not doing it today.
Well, Chris, we'll get you out of jail.
Okay.
If you get arrested not in a foreign country or not in another state.
At the St. Augustine
right
Airport.
Here in St. Augustine.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get arrested at the St. Augustine Airport, Chris will get you out of jail.
Perfect.
24/7 to provide fast and reliable bail services. Give him a call, 904-822-BAIL, 904-822-2245. Got a lot of live music happening today and tonight. Eric Groves at the Milltop Tavern at noon. Yale Dre and Zaza Flamenca, Bin 39 at 1 o'clock. Christian Powers
is
back.
Cool.
Pierre's Pub, 1 o'clock. Tony Scazzaro at the Cellar upstairs at 1. Josh Tennessee Worthy at the Backyard Island Cafe at Meehan's at 1. Mark Hart, Tradewinds, 5 o'clock. Trevor Compton, OC White's, 5:30. Dua Vivaya, Backyard Island Cafe at Meehan's at 5:30. Committee at the Cellar upstairs at 6. Mark Evans and Richard Kinsicki, Guy Harvey Resort at 6. We got Denny Blue at the Kingfish Grill at 6 o'clock. Crawford Boyd, Oasis, 6. Sam Pacetti, Hurricane Patties, 6 o'clock. Jesse Cruz, Mellow Mushroom at 6. Greg Johnson and Krabby's at 6 o'clock. Teal Cabana Club Band. Fusion 904 Eatery at 6. The Rad Religion and Social Distortion. That's a long name.
Wow, rad.
What a terrible website name that'll be.
Wow, rad.
But that's happening at the Amp. Oh, huh. Bad Religion.
Oh, Bad Religion. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, they're at the Amp? I should at least know who that is. Oh, it's Bad Religion. Okay.
Yeah.
Bad Religion and Social Distortion.
Like, Rad Religion.
Rad Religion.
What do you guys do? Oh, we play covers from Bad Religion.
But we're called Rad Religion.
We get a lot of bookings because people read it wrong. Yeah. We're Rad Religion.
Yeah. Troy booked us twice in the amphitheater because he's dyslexic.
I read it three different ways.
That's right. We showed up and he's like, who the hell are you guys?
No, we're Rad Religion.
Okay. T.R. Zelinsky, cousin of the actor. A Colonial Oak at 7 o'clock.
Oh.
The House Cats at Shea Lamore at 7. A Julie Papili, the Colonial Oak at 7 o'clock. Yates McKendry at Cafe 11 at 8. Cholula at A1A Aleworks at 8. Josh Ford at the Milltop Tavern at 9. And Smokin' Joe Shower, Meehan's, 9 o'clock.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I know you had Christian Powers on there. Shout out. He just got... a gig as the drummer of All Them Witches.
No way.
Really?
That's major.
So, cool. That's cool. Awesome.
Congrats to him.
Yeah, congrats, Christian. Yeah.
Heck yeah, man.
He's been at the game for a long time, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But he's one of those people who's got it.
You
know, he's got the drive. He's got the work ethic. He's got the personality. He's got it, man.
Yeah, he's cool,
he's
dude.
One of those people you can kind of tell if he wants to be a star, he'll be a star.
Really enjoyed interviewing him. He was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. That comes to us from Griffin Home Services. Your home's comfort is their top priority at Griffin Services. They specialize in AC, plumbing, and electrical services, plus unique offerings like standby generators, water softeners, and they do gas work for your outdoor kitchens, your fireplaces, your pool heaters, and that type of stuff. You will always experience fast, friendly, and affordable service every day of the week. Give them a call, 904-500-2653, or visit griffinservice.com and see the grifference. All right, let's see. Our Florida Man Friday story today. Oh, did you guys see the story about the couple who tried to do the fake lottery ticket?
No. Mm-hmm.
How do you even try to fake this?
Yeah.
It's so easy to verify this. Yeah.
They know exactly where you bought it.
Right.
The exact time. They don't check that.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you even think you're going to get away with this?
Stupid.
We'll get into it right after I tell you about Fidus Roofing. It is just about hurricane season. It's coming right up. It's right around the corner. Is it hurricane season yet? It's not official.
June 1 coming in strong. They got the names, though. They got the names.
That's right. That's what I was thinking. I did see the list of the names. Yeah. So you want to get your roof inspected now before hurricanes are out there in the water, and it's too late, and you have to pay crazy high hurricane deductibles if you have damages. They're just going to chalk it up to being damages from the hurricanes. You're going to have to pay the hurricane deductibles. They're a local company for 15 years, and all their employees live right here in St. Johns County. Give them a call. Get them out there on your roof. Free roof inspection, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
And gutters. Yeah.
All right.
It's all I got.
All right. This is fine.
It was so good. I don't even want to say anything after that. Yeah.
Troy goes to prison, Troy, for that one part.
Definitely guttural. Yeah.
That's Troy.
I can't talk like this all day.
Next time you get pat down, can you please do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might freak him out. You know what? He's too excited about this.
Right.
We're going to skip this pat down.
Yeah, we're going to go. Yeah.
Go ahead. You don't look like a threat.
Sir, can I pat you down?
Yeah. Warm up those hands, though.
That's a strategy we should all try. Just try to be really gross
and creepy. TSA we're getting at that age now. We
God, I love pat downs.
Well, it's only on the one where you do like this.
Yeah.
And then you go around the corner, and then it has like a body of you going like this, and then it has a big light up right at my crotch.
That's the feature.
And usually it's the woman checking it, and she goes,
"Yeah,
yeah." I'm just going to walk up and be like, don't blame me if there's a reaction.
You're welcome.
You're the hottest TSA agent I've seen in a while.
That's just Razor Bird, baby. That's just the pimple.
You're welcome.
So,
all right, too much. Yeah. All right, we had a story to talk about, right? Okay, yeah, the fake $1 million lottery ticket. Could land a Florida in couple. Florida couple in prison for decades.
Yeah, really?
What?
Good.
A couple from...
Being stupid's expensive.
Yeah,
it is. From Dafuniac Springs. I've never heard of this place. Dafuniac Springs, Florida.
Not one of the top 900 springs in Florida.
I don't think it ever will be, just with that name.
Dafuniac.
It's a terrible name. I need to change that to something, I don't know, less German? I don't know.
Wow, that is. Yeah, capital D, lowercase e, capital F.
Yeah.
Dafuniac Springs.
Yeah.
Get in the Dafuniac Springs now.
It's in Walton County.
It's very hot.
The population went up in 1946.
It's up in the panhandle.
Is that where it is?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I did some fact checking.
Yeah. I was thinking it was over near Weeki Wachee or something.
Oh, yeah, right. They get all weird out there, right? Yeah. We're like, where did you guys come up with a dictionary out here?
Like south of the villages.
Yeah. Something happened after Will left.
I can't let you in here, but you can go to Dafuniac.
We're shipping everybody to Dafuniac. Sounds like a terrible place.
Does it? It's really
Springs, Florida.
Does not sound welcoming.
They're facing serious charges after allegedly attempting to claim a forged $1 million lottery ticket at the Pensacola, Florida lottery office. They went to the office! They went to the lottery office!
This is a good one.
We're going to get them, Earl.
That's where they got the best tech to verify that. You think they're going to make it that easy for people to fake a lottery ticket?
I got real color pencils for it.
Dakota Jones and Kira Enders.
Oh.
They're charged with presenting a forged state lottery ticket, forging a lottery ticket with intent to defraud and grand theft of $100,000 or more.
Jeez.
According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Enders and Jones combined pieces of two 500 times the cash lottery scratch-off tickets to create a single winning ticket. It's not about the numbers that are on. It's just about the barcode. It's the barcode. Now, they used the top half of one ticket and the bottom half of another to create a visually altered ticket.
What is this, Frankenstein? Are we like building our own ticket here?
I know, seriously. How do you hand somebody like a taped together lottery ticket and expect them to believe it?
Get the scotch tape.
Yeah.
He's
it's clear.
We're going to be rich.
Yeah, let's go.
Enders submitted the claim from the form for the $1 million ticket at the Florida Lottery office on March 1st when contacted by Special Agent Richard Passanti on March 7th. Mm. She was asked to meet him on my birthday, March 11th, to discuss paperwork. Both Enders and Jones were detained and separated for investigation upon arrival, of course. Oh, Clay's got it up there. He's got the ticket.
I think you can see it like right here, the line.
Of course you can. Quite
line up right.
Of course you can see the line.
But I mean, the numbers aren't going to line up anyway.
The numbers aren't going to line up. And the barcode. It all just goes off of the barcode.
Yeah.
I mean, you can buy a lottery ticket and give it right back to them and have them scan the barcode and they'll know it's a winner. You don't even have to scratch it off.
When it's $1 million, they know exactly where that thing was sold. Yes. When it was sold.
Yeah.
You know, because they got all that tracked.
You think you can just
my God.
Turn in a forged ticket and they're going to hand you $1 million check?
Yeah, I guess they're not getting a new tractor.
I don't think they wanted a tractor.
Jones said the ticket pieces were found while walking and drying them at home. Okay, so he found them on the road, he claimed. This guy claimed he found them on the road and dried them at the house. He claimed he didn't buy the ticket and didn't know how they got it.
I really would love if we have a picture. If we have a picture of these two, even if we don't get it on the show today, I'd love to see what these guys look like because I have an image in my head.
Was there a picture? Oh,
okay. She looks similar to what I thought she looked like.
Yeah.
I thought his face would be a little more sunken in.
Yeah. Me too. I was going there too, but no, these are a little bit. Yeah.
No, this is early in the meth journey. It really is.
Yeah.
Early in the journey of meth.
You can see it in her cheekbones.
One cheekbone. Yeah.
You can see it in his eyes.
They needed the win to get the meth.
Yeah, they did.
Wow. Yeah.
Both Jones and Enders face third-degree felony charges of forgery with a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison for each count. Additionally, the grand theft charge is a first-degree felony carrying a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison. Jones is scheduled for arraignment on May 10th, and Enders' arraignment date is pending. Idiots.
Yeah, not too bright.
Tim said they look a little brother and sister-ish.
They kind of do. That's a good point.
Yeah.
What's the name of the spring?
The Phoniac.
The Phoniac
spring. The Phoniac spring.
My new vacation spot. Maybe.
Yeah, well, nobody's there.
Maybe that's a
You'll
thing
have it all to yourself.
That's all I want.
All right, we got a Florida bill regulating AI in political ads. It could get the governor's signature, quote, very soon.
How are we going to do this, though?
Yeah.
Governor Ron DeSantis may soon sign a bill aimed at curbing the use of fake AI-generated images in political ads. It's funny because, like, 2 days after the announcement, there was ads that came out, I think, on DeSantis's PAC page on Twitter of Trump kissing Fauci. It's AI generated.
Real? Okay.
Yeah. The legislation HB 919 requires ads featuring AI made content that portrays events that never occurred to include a disclaimer. Got to disclaim that this is AI content if you're going to use those in there. Some of those AIs are really good. But a lot of them you can tell immediately an AI. Look at the hands. Look how many fingers they have. Like, the AI can't do fingers. It's getting better at faces, though. State Rep Alex Rizzo, who sponsored the bill and was also a jerky boy, emphasizes the...
So good.
Hey, Rizzo.
Hey,
Rizzo. Emphasizes the importance of addressing this deceptive trend in political advertising. If signed into law, violators could face civil fines or even misdemeanor charges. The bill has garnered bipartisan support. Some members of the State House expressed concerns about its enforcement mechanisms. Alleged violations would be referred to the Florida Elections Commission, which would then conduct hearings to determine the appropriate action. So there's no defined penalty for this, I guess, right now.
Mm.
Critics worry that this process could be cumbersome and lead to confusion. Yeah, well, AI ads can lead to confusion.
I mean, AI phone calls to Mike Lewis.
AI phone calls to Mike Lewis.
That was so funny, Pete. That was so funny.
Sounded just like the guy.
But, like, are pranks going to be, like, we're not going to be able to do pranks anymore? I guess
I mean, we can do them. We're not running for anything.
Yeah, okay. It's not like he's signing it that we can't do any AI. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Despite these concerns, many legislators view the bill as a crucial first step in addressing the proliferation of AI-generated content in political campaigns. Ultimately, the decision lies with Governor DeSantis, who has until next Wednesday to act on the bill. If signed, the legislation would take effect in July of this year.
Mm.
Right in time for the election.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, something needs to be done. It's good that Florida's kind of trying to get ahead of this, at least. If this is the first step, okay, good.
Yeah.
But with all the AI out there, I mean, I was telling you, I watched a AI-generated interview with Joe Rogan and a couple guys. So Trump was one of them, and another one was Neil deGrasse Tyson, and they were talking about the fat earth theory. They're just going
fat
on and
earth
on.
Theory.
Not the flat earth.
Oh, fat.
The fat earth theory. Yeah. So, and you almost couldn't tell the difference between that and real. I mean, they were sitting there, their heads were moving, their bodies were moving a little bit, their mouths obviously talking with the whole thing. It's
I know.
Very believable.
There's some advertisements on social media that, you know, definitely use Joe Rogan seems to be used a lot as a credible source. And
his voice is easy to clone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I fell victim to one of those ads.
Did you?
It was like a stop snoring device. It was like, and it was him talking about sleep apnea, but they cut it in such a way that it was like,
yeah, he was talking about their device. You really thought it was him.
But it was just some like Chinese made like knockoff that didn't work at all.
There was one that came on screen where Tucker Carlson's face popped up in an ad. And for 10 seconds, I thought it was really him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, this is an AI generated thing. It's crazy because all you need to do is pretty much on some of these websites is upload a picture. And the AI is so good now that if you clone the voice and put the words to that picture, I mean, it'll just, the head will move, the eyes will blink, the mouth will move. It's crazy.
Great.
Crazy, crazy. So I think that's a good thing that we're at least taking the first steps and trying to take the first steps in curbing this. Because it is going to be a very big problem coming up. You know, I think a lot of people worry what this could mean for, you know, things like what's happening in Israel or Russia right now, where they could just AI, you know, if a country really wanted to go to war, they could, at this point, just AI generate the country's leader that they want to go to war with,
right,
just saying some crazy stuff and declaring war on them, and then the whole world gets behind it and says, whoa, look at this guy in Iran claiming he wants to blow up the whole world.
Right.
Or just like AI footage of a bombing or something like. That's what they do. You remember when they did that at the Pentagon, or somebody did it at the Pentagon, and it was like a tree was on fire or something?
Really?
It was like right when AI was coming out, and they posted a picture of a tree on fire at the Pentagon, and it was like, the Pentagon's being attacked.
Right.
And people like started panicking.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Somebody was like, oh, look, the tree isn't even connected to the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, how do we get in front of AI? I mean, I feel like it's 50 yards ahead of us. So, yeah, like, how do we get in front of it to regulate it?
It's tough at this
point. Can we just unplug it?
Not at this point.
No, it's too far into it. But, like, we've got to come up with, like...
Count to 10 and plug it back in?
Yeah. Nope. No,
something. Sir. I don't know.
Wonder why my IT career didn't take off.
You see now, have you seen those... flame-throwing dogs? Did we talk about that? We didn't talk about
it. It was on Mike's show.
Yeah, that's right.
It looked like it was, they said it was coming out of the butt, but it was, you know, looked like the front of the dog.
No, it's the front. It was strapped to the back of the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes out of the front of the dog, and you can buy these things for $10,000. Anybody can.
Mm.
We could put our money together.
Flamethrower.
And have a pet AI flamethrower dog.
Cool.
Or if we don't really like a guest, we just have the little dog sitting here.
That would be fun.
I'll let you know how it goes with the lottery this weekend.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I found the ticket on the road. Can you glue it together for me?
AI is scary. We're doomed. I'm glad. Hopefully I'll be dead by the time they take over the world. But might not be. Could be as soon as 10 years.
Could be. At least we know you're living longer than 10. All right.
Well, maybe.
I know, all of us.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's never promised.
Yep. That's right. Well, thanks for being a downer, David. David's usually the pick-me-up
guy. I know.
Right. St. Augustine Ballet putting on Snow White.
Okay. They've been working hard on this, actually.
Yeah, happening at Flagler College Lewis Auditorium with two performances scheduled for Saturday, May 11th, and a I always want to read that. I know. I always want to read it as manatee.
Yeah, it does. It looks like manatee, yeah. Doesn't it? It does look like manatee, yeah.
Matinee at 1:30 and an evening show at 7 p.m. This classic tale of a maiden, a wicked queen, and the seven minors.
No. Well, they're probably like kids. They're probably kids. Well, okay. I guess we can't say you can't say dwarfs.
You can say dwarf.
You can say dwarfs. That's like what you're supposed to say.
But people just get scared to say anything that they feel will. So now it's Snow White and the Seven Miners. Which sounds worse.
What? Sounds not good.
That sounds terrible.
Say dwarfs. It's a tradition.
Yeah, and they spelled it wrong. They spelled it with an O.
Oh, wow. Did they really?
Minor. No,
minor.
They did not.
No. Minor, minor.
That's a whole court case right there. That's
is not thing. Troy talking, it's AI.
Now you can just blame everything on AI. Actually, I tried to clone your voice in AI. AI does not clone your voice. Doesn't clone my voice either. Thank God.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was going to just replace you with AI at one point.
Troy. Yeah. I would enjoy that. Do I get paid the same?
Yeah, you do. You do.
Perfect.
Yeah. The company stages two full-length productions annually, including Snow White and the Nutcracker. St. Augustine Ballet, a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the performing arts scene in the community. Admission prices for adults, children, and seniors range from $35 to $45. Hefty.
Solid. Good show.
And tickets can be purchased online. Don't miss the enchanting production Saturday, May 11th at Flagler College's Lewis Auditorium, 14 Granada Street. So there you go. Snow White. The Seven Miners.
Yeah. Does Prince Charming blow her a kiss, or does he actually kiss her? Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean?
No, he wakes her up.
Yeah, yeah.
He wakes her up. He's like, I need your consent. Hey, yeah.
Can you sign this paper?
Right. My lawyer needs this signed before
I was
going
to kiss to wake you up, and I need your consent. Right.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Can one of the dwarves or one of these your handlers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how that works now, right?
Interesting.
I bet you that's what they do in some performances of Snow White now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Excuse me, madam. Yeah.
Is it okay if I kiss you to wake you?
For my lips to grace your tender rose lips.
All right, Troy, how do you want to go through the comments?
I'm going to file through the Fantastic Fans' comments for their fun Friday thoughts.
All right. As you do that, I will remind everybody that Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd is not your average local insurance company. They provide peace of mind and insurance to protect your biggest investments. Their approach to insurance and risk, longevity in our community, and the way they treat their clients sets them far and away apart from the rest. Offering homeowners, auto, commercial, and benefits for definitely over 40 years. Christy Lawrenson is St. Augustine's premier agent. And maybe she can clear that up in the comments if she's watching. Is it 40 or 50 years?
It's 50. She did yesterday. Yeah.
For over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Christy Lawrenson is St. Augustine's premier agent. She offers complimentary policy reviews and has a deep understanding of insurance and what is needed in St. Augustine to be properly insured. Her attention to detail and organizational skills have found policy errors and cost savings where others have not. Give them a call, 904-794-5455, and book your next appointment. Save yourself some money. B&S Signs, a locally owned and operated full-service sign business in St. Augustine, now in their third generation of family ownership. Been doing it since 1967. They've been providing businesses and organizations in St. John's County and surrounding counties with quality signage from your business card to storefront signage and beyond. B&S Signs is equipped to serve you. They're a full-service shop offering design, permitting, fabrication, installation, and maintenance and crane services, and they're currently growing because they do great work, and everybody's trying to hire them, so they need people. They've got immediate opportunities for install techs, crane operators, and project coordinators. They're training qualified candidates, and benefits are available. Applicants should send resumes to lee at bnssigns.com or drop by in person, 2764 South Collins Avenue, just off State Road 16. What you got, Troy?
All right. As far as sidekicks go, someone said Lone Ranger's sidekick Tonto was a good sidekick. As far as the Scars question go, I gotta talk to my man Josh in the comments. Did David, you see it?
No, I missed it. What?
All right, so Josh, when he was like 7 or 8 years old at the Willie Gallimore Center, he cut himself. He like stuck his hand through the window at the Willie Gallimore Center and cut himself. He bled everywhere.
Oh.
We had to clean it up. Come on, Josh. Yeah. But the scar that Josh has is associated with me. So
typical.
It was in, during one of my programs and I happened to be there that day.
It was before AI.
So that was one of the interesting ones.
Usually women hopefully, are scarred.
Josh, hopefully you remember me in better light than the scar you have on your wrist. Someone asked if we're running in the Hastings 5K.
No.
No. And the people who did the lottery ticket, I think it was Rebecca that said, at least they won free room and board.
You know what? There's always a bright side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And free rehab.
Well, we don't know.
Okay.
But there's a lot of great comments in there today. I think I think it was Kenny who said that we should clone Troy and everyone can have a sidekick.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great, actually.
Let's ask the sidekick. All right, Stardom Stat. On this day, 1977.
Oh.
Studio 54 opened.
Oh, hey. Great time.
It was very short-lived.
I'd have made it in there. Oh, I know I would have.
You would have got it. Oh,
it would have been a goal of mine. I know it.
I'm pretty sure I would have figured out how to get in
there.
Yeah,
totally.
And you would have just walked in.
I would have just walked by security.
You would have just walked in. Like, yeah. And he would... Clay would have been in because he would have been running the sound.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So definitely Clay would have been there. Yeah,
he would have hired. Had to bring a soundboard and said, I'm bringing the sound, let's go.
All four of us have the confidence. We would have got into Studio 54 without a doubt. But no, it was kind of the disco hub of the world. Like if you were anybody, you went into Studio 54. But if you watch some of the documentaries of it, it made it sound like it was always hopping. Sometimes there'd be a line around the corner, mm-hmm. and there'd only be like 30 people inside.
Yeah,
because they wanted to make it feel like you know it was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't think anything says more disco than Studio 54.
Absolutely, I mean that's such a legendary time period.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That Stardom Stat, hot and steamy Stardom Stat, Steve brought to you by Hot Slices of Pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah.
You show up to Studio 54 with a box of St. Augie's pizza, they're letting you right in.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's without eating it, but yeah. They're all hopped up on something else, but yeah. You can enjoy it yourself.
Well, the bouncers.
Steve Rebell definitely would let you in for that.
Yeah. St. Augie's Pizza, right in between Ribera and ML King in downtown St. Augustine. Check them out today. All right, plugs, Troy. What you got?
All right, so tomorrow is Dave Barnett's day at Flagler Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
So they're doing it before the show. He's had over 1,000 wins at Flagler almost 40 years. I played on his very first team.
Wow.
There. So,
you're definitely speaking at this thing, right?
I am not speaking.
Oh,
I am not speaking.
That's a. How do you feel being snubbed?
No, it's okay. I'm a sidekick. I am going to go and tell him congratulations. I mean, it's almost a 40-year career.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome. Very
impressive. 37 years he's been coaching there.
Very cool.
Congratulations, Dave, for a good career. Enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, man. Davey?
All right. This weekend, this is the moment. Love Your Mother at Blue Water Jewelers. Panache is putting this on. It's going to be an amazing 13 different designers in town. We're taking trash from the Matanzas and making it into fashion. This is all in benefiting the Matanzas Riverkeeper. This is an incredible event. Literally, maybe 25, 30 tickets are left. So this is huge. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah. Clay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be at Cafe 11 tonight, and then tomorrow I'm making my return to Prohibition.
Oh, wow.
Saturday night.
Triumphant return.
Yeah, so if you have any song requests, send me them.
All right, good deal. Thank you guys out there for watching. Fun show. Have a great weekend. Davey and I will talk to you at 3 o'clock.
Bye-bye.